At the 2019 American Farm Bureau Convention, pleased to be along with Jimmy Emmons. Jimmy, of course, a no-till producer from Western Oklahoma, of course, president of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. Your meeting's coming up here in a matter of just a few more days. But here at this meeting, you're involved with a workshop looking at soil health issues and something that they're calling regenerative agriculture. What is that, Jimmy?
Well, that's a new phrase we're using in the soil health world, that where you are regenerating your soil, rejuvenating it, creating more biology, creating more nutrients from the minerals in there. So it's a whole new thought process of how we turn our soils around and get them more healthy. So regenerative ag is really growing. General Mills, our host tomorrow that invited us down, really sees the market starting demand where their food's coming from, and less chemicals, less fertilizer, and that's part of the regenerative system. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
This whole wave of sustainability, of trying to regenerate agriculture, your production, a lot of it's being driven by some of these companies that want to be associated with all of that.
Oh, yeah. It's a growing thing, in the, especially in the food world right now. Like I said, General Mills is one of the companies. There are several companies looking at it, but they're one of the companies that realizes that the consumer is being more aware, and with all the negativity of some chemicals that's out there on the market right now, is catching a real hard hit. And so this whole process is geared toward less chemicals, less inputs, more profitability for us. And so that's what we're excited about. Maybe we don't make the top yield, but if we're getting $2, $3, $4 a bushel more for your product, you're more profitable, especially with less inputs.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about where you are after 2018. You had a tough year, obviously, with the fires back in the spring. We did obviously get water later in the year, but how'd you do as far as your operation is concerned?
This was probably the most challenging year, Ron, we've had in maybe the course of our family farm. Of course, half of Dewey County burned. We particularly lost 3,000 acres of rangeland, 23 miles of fence. We're still in the rebuilding fence process, about two-thirds, three-fourths of the way there. But the grass did rebound late. Of course, we went almost 10 months with 5 or 6 inches of moisture, extremely dry. We wind up in the year end above normal, but we got it all at once. But one of the things that really helped us on our farm was what we've been doing with rotating cattle around. Our water infiltration was a lot higher, and so we were able to capture lots of that water there. So that really is going to set our grass up for a good spring. Once we get through all this disaster. You know, it's been from one extreme to the other, maybe three extremes this year. So it's very challenging.
With all that fencing loss, all the acres you lost as far as the rangeland was concerned, did you lose very many cattle?
You know, we were very blessed on the cattle end. We lost a handful. We still got some cows. It's got some smoke inhalation lung issues that we see that we're going to eventually have to cull. Much, much luckier than some of my neighbors on my boards that lost half their cow herds. And we lost one equipment shed, but not the big ticket items in that shed, some headers. And I mean, it's all expensive, don't get me wrong, but not a total loss. And we still have our house. You know, 70 structures in Dewey County were lost. So as tough as it was for us, you don't have to look very far that we're very blessed.
Right. Saying all that, as far as the no-till practices and the other practices that you've been doing for years now, are they, for the most part, intact where you'll be able to continue to push forward with what you've been doing?
Yeah, it withstood it very well. Now, I had some green wheat that had lots of thatch in milo stalks, and it all burned, green wheat and everything. That farm struggled a little bit early. We got another cover planted on it when we got a little dab of moisture, but still in the drought, it struggled. So we lost a little bit of ground there. NRCS just came out a week before last and done some water infiltrations comparison, so we'll have them numbers here for long. But our rangeland, we're very pleased with its resiliency and how it's withstood that.
Let's shift gears a little bit. You know, one of the things that you've really had a lot of interest in was this effort to do some gleaning off of your cover crops in your local location, but several other locations that's been set up working with the food banks. Where are we on that project? In other words, we've done it really for a couple of seasons now.
Yeah, we really grew this year. We had about 14 different sites. But once again, it was a very challenging year. A lot of us didn't get moisture early. Our garden project came off very, very late. Just really struggled. But then we had some really good success in the southeast and the eastern part of the state where they had a little bit more moisture early. So that's the program's really going to start growing more as we tweak the system a little bit and the food bank learns a little bit more. It's a learning curve from the farmer to the food bank and their consumer from the food bank of how you fix some of this fresh foods that they're not used to getting.
Right. You're on the board of No-Till on the Plains, big winter conference coming up end of the month in Wichita, Kansas. What you know, interests you especially? What are some things that are on that program that you think will be really, really good, really good, really cool?
Well, Joel Williams is on the first day on Monday. He's really going to talk about the biology in the soil and how that creates nutrients. And he's an exceptional speaker. We're really excited about that. That's growing. We got so many great experts coming in all across the country talking about regenerative ag, soil health. Dr. Christine Jones from Australia is coming in. Dr. Chris Nichols, that used to be at Rodale's, now is on her own, is traveling in. I could go on and on. Jay Fuhrer, one of the soil health specialists leading the nation, travels all over, going to be a keynote. David Montgomery and his wife, Ann Bilkey, wrote on their fourth book right now about soil. They have a real story now amongst themselves that they're doing that practice in their garden, in their backyards, and they see the change. And I tell David how his story has changed seeing it up front. And so that's real exciting. And then on the last day of AIM conference, we're going to focus more on the food side of healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy bodies through healthy food. So General Mills is going to be there. Another smaller company or two is going to be there and talk about that. We're very excited about how this all ties together. It's that time of year, lots of conferences, but we think we have one of the premier shows on the road.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Emmons talking all things soil health was with us today, but most certainly wrapping up with those comments about this year's winter conference of No-Till on the Plains at the end of this month in Wichita, Kansas. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.